Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
We're here to have a good day, have some fun. We got good things coming up for you. That ain't right stories, local good stories of the day all coming up. And got some entertainment news to get into things. Speaking of entertainment, we're going to wrap up today talking a little bit of Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Yes.
Along with some other great local events coming up. And I should remind the audience, we have a rolling poll question going on right now. Call up 424-2600. What's your favorite dairy product? We are in Dairy Month. We are in the home of dairy here in Wisconsin.
We are indeed.
Let's get us your favorite dairy products. Speaking of which, at the end of the month, we're going to have Allison Dairyland's Own joining us.
Awesome.
Taylor's going to join us. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. She'll be joining us on the show here.
She knows everything dairy.
Yeah, yeah. And while we're at it, whatever dairy products you love, buy Wisconsin-owned products, buy Wisconsin-made products. You can find that red label, Made in Wisconsin. Be sure to support your state.
My vote is for aged white cheddar. I have to stop down at the dairy store in Rudolph and see if they have some.
Oh, I love that store. It's one of my first field trips moving out here.
Oh, yeah.
Was to that dairy store and seeing how cheese was made.
Oh, cool.
And I'll never forget my whole class. Like, there was a couple kids that were interested, but you could tell most of these kids had seen it before. You could definitely tell the kid that had never seen it before, me, just glued to all this. I had no idea how cheese was made.
And my mind was blown. It just appears in the store.
Yeah. It was awesome to me. I thought it was cool. A big shout out and good morning to our friends over at the Rudolph Dairy Store. All of our friends in Rudolph. Love our friends in Rudolph. So diving into some entertainment news now, and a big story here, it's the end of an era. 76-year-old Pat Sajak is retiring as the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
The 41st season that starts in September will be his last.
Wow.
But he'll be sticking around as a consultant for about 3 years.
Okay.
I believe that's how long his contract lasts.
Okay.
This was kind of worked out between the producers and Pat. It does not happen off all the time in entertainment, but it's kind of cool to be able to see that this is being done right.
Yeah. Well, he's been such a pillar in that position for Wheel of Fortune.
I wonder if the sudden kind of passing of Alex Trebek had a little effect on this. The fact that, you know, Pat and him were close.
Yeah.
I know that the death really affected him a lot. And he even said in interviews that it had him thinking about his own mortality and those things. Whatever the case, he's paid his dues. He's earned this.
He's been doing this job almost as long as I've been alive.
Me
he's
too. Yeah.
1983 is when he started with Wheel of Fortune.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
He says, quote, "It's been a wonderful ride, and I'll have more to say in the coming months. Many thanks to you all. If nothing else, I'll keep the clickbait sites busy." Pat's been the host of the syndicated series since 83. There's no word on who will replace him. Of course, he replaced the legend Chuck Woolery, who hosted the original version that was called Wheel.
Oh.
That was back in 81.
Yeah, before my time.
Yeah, yeah. Chuck Woolery, one of the greats to ever host anything, let alone game shows and such. So really huge shoes for Pat to fill, and filled them. And filled them.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pretty fair to say. Filled the shoes pretty darn well.
I'd say absolutely. But my question is, what's going to happen with Vanna White?
Yeah, well, she's already been pulling away a little bit from it.
Really?
And I think that they may just do a complete overhaul. Since they got to change him, they may just bring in a new person to do the flipping of the letters.
Because she's been doing it starting a year before he got in it. She started in 82.
She's much better at it than the original idea of having a mime do it. that was not a good call. No, I'm joking. Whoever gets that gig, I believe that they should learn from the Price is Right people.
Okay.
Get yourself a comedian. Get yourself a Drew Carey, a person like that, or a comedian that is a little family friendly, that can work on the fly, and that, to be honest, isn't working that much.
Well, I just, okay, because I had to look it up. It's Pat Sajak's daughter, Maggie, been temporarily filling in for her.
I knew there was somebody else who was doing the gig. I couldn't remember who it was.
Maggie Sajak.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I did also want to, wish him well with this and also throw my name in the running for the next host. I would be willing to do that. Mm-hmm. I actually I've never thought about doing a job like that before, but just right now in the moment,
as a game show
about
host,
it seems like it'd be fun.
It'd be a fun gig.
Sure.
I mean, you get to interact with different people every time.
It's not fun enough to give up my current job. I like what I do for a living.
Good.
I like it, but I could see the temptation. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm thinking of is stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
And the insecurity that exists in that job. And the security that exists in a gig like this, if you hit, I mean, Drew Carey hasn't had to tour as a stand-up comedian in years, and he's got a great paycheck, mm-hmm. you know? Wayne Brady, a very similar situation, not a stand-up comedian necessarily, but Wayne Brady does a lot of touring with the improv work he does and everything.
That man can do anything.
Literally anything. And I would be more shocked if Wayne Brady couldn't do something. Like, if Wayne Brady told me he couldn't sew, I would be blown away. Like, oh, wow, I thought you could do it all, Wayne. I really do. But these guys are getting it, and the producers are getting it. Hey, this is a person that wants the job, mm-hmm. and it's a person that can do the job. I'll be interested to see who fills that position. Yeah. Big shoes to fill, but you get the right person. And mm-hmm. it wasn't big shoes for Drew Carey to fill, because Drew Carey already came into it with a name.
Yeah.
If you bring somebody in like a Wayne Brady, a Drew Carey, somebody who's already got a name. Steve Harvey, who has a billion jobs right now. Somebody needs to explain to Steve Harvey what retirement is. Like that man has paid his dues. Like, I know he has to work in some ways, but mm-hmm. to work that much? My God.
You must love it.
Yeah. He definitely does. So this is not necessarily an entertainment story, but I thought it was too funny not to talk about. And it does involve UFOs and aliens and all that, so a little bit.
Okay.
If there's an alien invasion in America, we're probably not going to do too well. unless we get the writers back and we get some Hollywood writers on this and everything, and maybe we can come up with something from ET or something like that. Some of us are more going to be more affected by this than others. A website just conducted a study to determine which state's citizens would be better off in an alien invasion, taking into account things like landscape and terrain, defense, science and medical resources, plus food and beverage manufacturing.
Ooh. All right, so we're talking hostile takeover here.
I suppose so. I guess so. Why is it always a hostile takeover?
Yeah, why can't they be friendly?
Why do we assume that aliens want to come here to take us over? How do we know that it's not just stopping by? Like, or like we are with the moon. Like, you know, like, hey, don't mind us. Just checking things out. Hey, would you mind holding this camera for me while I take a picture next to this big monument of yours and everything? Just hold this picture. We just want to get a picture of us and the kids. All right, smile. Everybody say Farfernugan. I don't know.
Well, and you got to assume if they're coming here through space, their technology is far advanced from ours. They wouldn't need to land to get rid of us.
What are they coming here to take over? Yeah, they're already more advanced. Yeah, if anything, they'd be coming here to brag.
Yeah, I mean, because if they want plastic, we got a lot of that.
Hey, so you guys figure out space travel? Oh, you guys haven't figured out space travel yet, huh? We have. I could see that. I could see them coming here just to brag and then taking off. Like,
oh, you guys still die? That's rough.
How ancient of you. A website just conducted this study, and in the end, Virginia had the best, quote, alien survival score. So weird. Georgia was second, followed by Massachusetts, New York, Louisiana, Illinois, Maryland, Missouri, Alabama, and Wisconsin.
Hey, we made the list.
The states where you have the lowest chance of survival is Nevada.
Well, yeah.
Which is hilarious considering Area 51 is located.
Yeah. And most alien sightings happen.
I love the idea. We do have some listeners out in the West Coast. I love the idea of somebody in Nevada hearing this and be like, oh, come on. I thought being here was the perfect place to be for this. Arizona was second most doomed, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Nebraska, Oregon, Montana, New Mexico, Maine, and Utah.
Wow.
So mostly Western remote states.
Yeah, not a lot of great landscape for hiding.
Yeah, yes.
And probably not a lot of manufacturing.
And none of this adds up, and none of this
makes any sense
whatsoever. None of this is. If we are actually at a point later today, and there is actual breaking news, not just when they throw the word breaking news out there and it's right. nothing, but actual breaking news, like a UFO is landing, and it isn't in one of those states or whatever. I mean, you're not exactly going to be like, whew, glad I'm in Wisconsin. It's a good thing they did that alien survival score and everything.
We know we're safe.
Do you have a favorite alien movie?
You know, I'm very partial to Independence Day.
It's a classic.
Yeah, and I like Bill Paxton in that.
It's a modern classic.
It is Bill Paxton, right? Yeah, I always get his name wrong. Okay. And I like Will Smith in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Will Smith put himself on the map with that movie.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on Bill Pullman.
Pullman. That was it. Yeah. See, I knew I got it wrong.
He made a perfect president. He was so good. Like, I think he actually could have gotten votes for, like, actual presidency. Like, that's how, like, good he was at that.
Yes.
And how memorable the performance was.
The self-deprecating manner that he had.
I like when an actor plays a president the way we all envision a president
want
to
them
be.
To be.
Yeah, It's why I joke that the perfect candidates is Dolly Parton and Tom Hanks. And not Tom Hanks the man. I mean Tom Hanks as it being
the
hired
actor.
As an actor to play either vice president or the president. Tom Hanks always nails it. He nails every performance. He would nail this. I have no doubt he would.
In my defense, Bill Paxton is an actor, as you well know, I'm sure. And I said his name because I just watched the trailer for Weird Science, and now I have to watch that movie.
You've never seen Weird Science?
No.
Oh, my God. So a little look behind the curtain here, everybody. I had a show idea that I pitched to Melissa and Seth and to my daughter Bria and some people. And the idea is hold up. Do these movies hold up? Do these shows hold up and everything? And Weird Science is definitely one of the ones we are doing.
Good. Because I have some ideas already just after watching the trailer.
Yeah, that one. That movie didn't age too well. Even the concept, like it's one of those ones where certain movies you have to watch and you're like, oh, that didn't age well. Or, oh, this scene didn't age well. There's some movies where you just have to look at the description of the movie. Two teenagers get together to create a woman out of the computer program. Like, what could go wrong? What wouldn't this PC culture of ours could go wrong with that?
So. But I like the idea of looking at those things then, you know, with the technology they had then, and then looking at it now.
Oh, yeah.
With the technology, how we know where it's come to. And I just think that sounds like a fun conversation.
I like watching these things without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's so easy to judge these things and to have hindsight in that. I like the idea that we can talk about them, certainly bring up to awareness to certain things that, hey, this wasn't cool, this isn't kosher, but also being able to do that with a grace, you know, that we don't afford ourselves very often.
Well, the lens of hindsight and time and further enlightenment.
Look, I don't understand. I don't know if people understand this or not, but we could all be canceled. Like everyone, like literally every human being could have been canceled by now. We've all told bad jokes. We've all laughed at bad jokes. We've all had moments.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a one person out there who is the most woke human being of all time or anything. There's a line in the sand. There's certain people that deserve to be canceled. They messed up. You know, being in the public eye or having the jobs like this and everything is not a birthright. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's plenty of other talented people standing behind you that ain't going to say something knuckleheaded or whatever.
Right.
But there also has to be some grace where, hey, I mess up. You have to have an opportunity to learn from those mistakes.
And the first thing you have to do is own it.
Yes.
Acknowledge that, I did this and it was wrong and I'm sorry.
Got a lot of people doubling down nowadays. We don't need that.
And then you have to change the action.
Yeah. Yeah. You put action to it. Yeah. It's not enough to say, hey, I messed up.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then go and do the same thing again. No. Not cool.
Yeah, no. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. We'll take a break right here. We will come back with nothing but fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Melissa and James here with you. And I know a lot of you might be bopping around right now, driving around in your vehicle, listening to us. We appreciate you doing that, certainly. Mm-hmm. And we greatly appreciate you streaming us. Please do stream us. You can do that at civicmedia.us and download the Civic Media app. Got it updated a little while ago. And man, is it nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did a really nice job with that one. A big thank you to everybody developing and working on that app. The Civic Media app, go to wherever you get your apps and download it today. If you're driving right now, you've probably dealt with at least one of these things in the last 5 minutes. maybe even a little bit longer, maybe a little less. Someone asked people to rank the most annoying things other drivers do.
Okay.
And here's the top 10. Now, we also want some audience participation in this one, keeping in mind we are a PG show.
Yes, please.
424-2600. If you don't hear any of these things, you don't hear something in the list that you think should be on the list.
Or you just want to interject and tell us how you feel.
Yeah, that's fine. We would love to hear from you. 424-2600. So number one on the list, when someone cuts you off and then drives slower than you were going.
Oh, that's the worst.
Just the worst. Just the worst. And I have a feeling that oftentimes people have no idea they're doing that.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I don't know that they necessarily do it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. When you won't let, when they won't let you merge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not as huge of a problem, I would say, here necessarily. Yeah, yeah. This is probably more on interstates.
I would add to that when something that we do have a little bit around here, roundabouts, and, mm-hmm. and the struggle of some people with those.
A learning curve with roundabouts, and it takes a little while to get used to them, mm-hmm. but they are safer.
When people drive too slow in the fast lane.
Yeah, don't be a left lane hog.
Yep. Yeah.
Keep right. Keep right.
Now, I was talking to somebody, one of my students, and she's 19, and she told me that she had never heard this before.
What?
And, she said a driver's license. She was 16. She had never heard of that before.
Road signs?
Right. That's what I was I was asking her. I'm like, you do know how to... I literally asked her, you know how to read road signs, right? And you have a actual... She actually pulled out her driver's license to prove it to me and stuff. But yeah.
Slower traffic, keep right.
People who don't dim their brights and blind you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would add on to that, the people who have those really obnoxious LED headlights that have a color in them.
Oh.
I mean, I can handle the straight white LED headlights, and I personally like driving with them because you can see everything. But the ones that have like that blue tinge as they're coming at you, or orange or pink, I find that so obnoxious.
Number five on the list, tailgating.
Yes. A story with this one. I was on my way to work when I lived over in Tomah, and I worked at Fort McCoy, and I was coming down the hill over Jackson Pass, and I had a car right on my butt, like the whole way up the hill and the whole way down. And I was going, I wasn't driving 55. I was probably driving 60. And it was early in the morning, kind of busy traffic, coming down Highway 21. This guy was right on my butt the whole way. He backed off just before this deer ran across the road, bounced off of my windshield and off into the ditch. And I had to, you slam on your brakes when that happens. If he had still been on my butt, he would have obviously crashed into me. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I do after pulling over and jumping out is ran back to, because he stopped too, and ran back to him. And I wasn't yelling at him, but I was, the adrenaline of the moment. And the first thing I said to him is, man, am I glad you backed off my...
While no one knows exactly how many car accidents are caused by tailgating, according to a study by the Texas Department of Insurance, 51% of drivers admit to tailgating on purpose, and more than 23% of all traffic accidents were rear-end collisions. Mm. You don't have to be a mathematician to be able to figure out the numbers there, that a lot of these accidents could be prevented without tailgating.
And if you rear-end somebody, you are always at fault.
Yep. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. One of the things that bothered me the most, I lived in Hawaii for 3 years, and this was always observed. People, when you were backing up, people would stop for you.
Yes.
Here they blow their horn, they flip you off.
Yeah.
What are you doing, you idiot? You know, that was the common law in Hawaii. When you're backing up, people would stop for you. Yeah. I'm in a small car. I can't see a big car come up when I'm packed next to a van.
You gotta give some grace, especially so many spots around here that can be covered by a tree or something like that. And like you're saying, sir, with a smaller vehicle, you can't always see around you and stuff. That's a good one. That's a good one to bring up. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. One more. Crosswalks are for pedestrians, not for cars.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done. Yes.
Cops go by me when I'm in a crosswalk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not good.
In Hawaii, you would be ticketed for that.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. Making Hawaii sound really good to me now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Hawaii does have a lot better driving laws than we have here.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call, sir. Have a good day. Appreciate you.
That's called driving with Aloha. That's what they do in
is
Hawaii.
That what they, okay, yep. I like that. I like yep. that.
Hmm. Being kind and considerate.
I think tailgating is the one that may annoy me the most on here because it's the one that causes, it's the most self-inflicted wound.
Mm-hmm.
I just told you those stats there. I looked up for this. They didn't have it in the article here. I had to look it up. But there's so many different things that cause it. It's not just a road accidents. It's road rage. It's different other things that happen on the road.
Distracted driving.
And so much because it could be prevented from just give people a little bit yep. of room here.
You're supposed to have 3 car lengths between you and the next vehicle.
And in rural communities like ours and everything, we rely all the much more on each other, giving each other some grace. Like yeah. our caller there was talking about and everything. Mm-hmm. You know,
being considerate.
Right over here by our studio, we've got a lot of houses that are on the main road here.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pull out to get out there. Of course, there's going to be traffic coming back and forth and everything. You got to find that moment to get out there as quick as you can almost.
Yep.
You're going to whip out there. And sometimes when you're doing that, there's going to be cars coming when they weren't there when you were first pulling out.
Right.
You've been there before. Give the person in front of you some grace. Give the person in that car some grace. You'd want somebody to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
When people don't use turn signals.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very common one where I will yell in my car, you know, your car has turn signals for a reason.
Yeah. 2 cars driving side by side at the same speed so you can't pass.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
That happens a lot on the Dan Ryan and a lot of other highways.
It's not a Smokey and the Bandit situation here. Just move over.
I do love the reference, though. Nicely done. When you're waiting at an exit and someone drives to the front to cut in line.
When you're waiting at an
exit. I'm not sure about that one. I mean.
Probably when you're in the exit lane.
Yeah.
And cars are lined up to exit and somebody's speeding past and tries to cut in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merge. It's called a zipper
Zipper merge. Yep. When people aren't paying attention because they're staring at their darn phone.
Yeah, not okay.
Not cool. Not cool. The road is not yours.
It's not your phone booth.
It is not yours. It is not your phone booth. It is owned by everybody. Everybody gets to use that road.
Mm-hmm.
When someone honks at you to go and there are 10 cars in front of you. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's when they're experiencing a little bit of road rage.
Well, this
There's
is another
nothing
one.
You can do about it.
We've been the person that wants to honk or has honked, and we've also been the person that is in the
honked
car.
At.
Honked at and everything. Mm-hmm. Again, give each other some grace here. Like, think of others just for a second. It's one of the first things I learned about driving was it's not your road.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think. You got to be an observant driver. Be an offense driver. Don't just play defense. Keep an eye on the road. Look around for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Wisconsin, one of the first things you learn is looking for deer.
Yes.
Just you're going to look out for deer, but you're not going to look out for human beings? That don't make any darn sense.
You should also look out for cows.
And turtles. Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Actually, turtles right now is a big deal.
Just saw one. Just saw a huge snapping turtle.
Oh, really?
That was trying to get across the road and everything.
Ooh.
And Laura ran out there, picked it up, moved it across.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Like, it was nothing. Like, and she, because it wasn't for her, because apparently she does it like every trip, seems like. So you ain't kidding. It is turtle season, everybody.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for those
Watch
guys.
Watch out for them. Help them across if you can. The direction they're going.
That and other great news coming up right now from our head of the news department, Melissa Kay, with her news break right now on WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James. Can't help it. I love me some Duran Duran. Hope you're having a good morning, everybody. Moving on the floor now, baby, you're a bird of paradise. Such a weird video, but man, they just were having fun with music videos in the 80s. I don't think that there was any like sitting around. So what's our concept for this video? So what is the story of this video? It was bring out the cameras. Where's the spandex? Where's the hairspray?
Let's find some props.
Yes.
Get us a good location.
Yeah. Yes.
Lighting? All right, check.
Oh, a lot of lighting. A lot of lighting. Like, and it was always in the bad place, too. It was never in the right place.
You know, get us some dancers. I don't care what they do. Just tell them to dance.
And if I'm being honest, like, not great dancers. Like, it wasn't always the greatest of dancers, either.
But they were very well coordinated.
Yes. Yeah, very true. Very true. So since we were just talking a little driving, Melissa, I thought this would be a good segue to dive into a little bit more of the conversation. And plenty of our listeners out there driving, we appreciate you. Someone asked 1,000 people about their driving habits and also their parents' driving habits.
Ah.
And if your mom or dad did things like speeding or roll through stop signs, there's a much higher chance that you would do so as well.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of people who admit to dangerous driving say that they were raised by parents who were also bad drivers. People in that group were 3 times more likely to have been pulled over in the past 10 years, and 3 times more likely to have points on their license.
To have lost points on their license?
Lost points on their license. Yeah, I don't think they worded that sentence right there. Yeah, yeah. So here are some of the bad habits parents are most likely to pass down. Speeding. 55% of people who speed say that their parents did it too.
Mm-hmm.
Road rage. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that one from my parents.
Poor spatial awareness, like drifting into other lanes.
Ooh.
Huh. Hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Being a bad parallel parker. It's not an easy phrase to say, not an easy sentence. This I'm a bad parallel parker. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just takes practice.
It does. It does.
Mm-hmm. I actually love parallel parking.
I like a good challenge, so mm-hmm. I guess I, in a way, I do. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not, and if I'm in a hurry, which is usually when I have to parallel park, is when I'm in a hurry. Yeah. Sudden moves like cutting people off.
Ooh. Yeah, not good.
Yeah, yeah. And that might be one that I inherited from my dad. I don't know. City driving,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like, you got to be aggressive.
He's much better about that now. Like, he doesn't do that kind of thing now, but I think younger me might have picked up on that a little bit. And now here are the top good driving habits we inherit. We can't just point the finger at mom and dad and blame them for a bunch of stuff. I mean, that is kind of like being a kid. But I'm joking.
But they give us good things, too.
Absolutely. Always using turn signals.
Yeah.
46% who do it say that they learned from their parents.
I did not learn that from my dad. He only uses turn signals when there's other cars around.
Mm. Staying calm behind the wheel.
Mm, yeah, that's a good one.
Driving the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Moving over so other cars can pass.
Yep.
Letting people merge. These are all good habits that we have inherited from our parents. The poll also found 55% of us think that we're better drivers than our parents in general.
You know, they didn't list the ones that I learned from my parents. Driving with my knees.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I've gotten way better with this, like probably 100% better with this, not throwing away the garbage in your car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you got to wade through the back seat, that's a bad time.
So I, you know, I certainly learned some great things. I think my mom and dad are both excellent drivers, and I've learned some things from them. But I got to say, I probably learned the most from my papa.
Mm.
You know, my papa drove semi for over 40 years,
mm-hmm.
Easily the smartest and safest driver I've ever known, while also being very in tune with the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not. I think sometimes people think of a safe driver and somebody who's is afraid to merge with traffic or jump into the highway or any of these things. That was not my papa. My papa was just smart and calculated about everything.
Yeah.
Even as in his retirement ages, it was just something he never broke. He mm-hmm. was always that way. Seeing that so much has made me that kind of driver.
Yeah.
Where I am very observant of the road and very much. I most things in life I leave early for because it's life.
Right.
You just never know what's going to happen out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing for me to let somebody go ahead of me or to give somebody a little bit of grace or anything.
Yeah.
I also will add journalistically that I, you know, like I've told the audience before, I had a phobia with driving up until I didn't get my license until my early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I was in 12, my parents and I counted this out the other day. I was in 12 different accidents before.
Wow.
I was 10.
Yikes.
And it just had an effect on me.
Of course,
you know?
It did.
And I that is a phobia I have defeated, and I'm, you know, and I only bring it up because there are other people out there struggling with those things. You can do it too. Yeah. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it, people. Mm-hmm. And you deserve to. You deserve the independence that driving gives.
Yes, it does. But it is a privilege.
It is. It is a privilege, and that is why it is important to keep in mind this list and things like this. The last two lists we've gone over.
You know, this talk about driving, it's different in different areas. Like our caller said earlier, driving in Hawaii is very different than driving here because a lot of roads on Hawaii, there's only one. Yeah. So merging, getting on, off, backing out, people have to stop for you. That's not the same here in a smaller town like Wisconsin Rapids, where it's better if you follow the traffic laws. If you're at a four-way stop, know who goes next.
Right, right.
Don't just wave people on.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're driving in a city, you have to almost be more aggressive as a driver just to keep the traffic flow going.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, this is one of those things, too, where I'm going to lose some people, I'm sure. And you know, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can go and hit me up, and I love your feedback. Appreciate all of it. I know that one of our things in the Midwest is kind of like not worrying what other people think of us, not caring, doing our own thing. I'm proud of that. I embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line, though, in the sand on that one. And aren't Wisconsinites sick of getting made fun of for OWIs and DWIs and being a, quote, drunk state and everything? Aren't you guys tired of that stereotype? Aren't you sick of that? Like, need to be starting to hold accountability with these DWIs and OWIs and these things. And how many times we see in the paper, at least like once a month, it feels like, and here's a gentleman with his eighth DWI and you know, and these things and stuff. Like, shame in this stuff. Like,
yeah.
We understand better than ever that there is an addiction issue there and that it is a mental issue. And I'm not making light of that. But you lose me in that when you don't take care of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take care of the issue. Like, okay, we admit you have a problem. We agree as a society this is an issue and it's not completely in your control. It is in your control to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Do something about it. And for damn sure, don't get behind the wheel.
Yeah. Have a designated driver. Have a way to get home.
There is no excuse in the universe to drive drunk. Mm-hmm. There never has been. There never will be. I don't care. Oh, I'm only a block away. I'm only this away. Whatever. Miss me with that. You're selfish. You're a coward. And you're ruining it for everybody else. Knock it off. Grow up. Mm-hmm. Be an adult. I'm so dang tired of this. And I'm tired of trying to use kid gloves with this subject. Like, we're supposed to be, we don't want to hurt people's feelings that are driving, you know, under the influence and everything. I don't care how they feel. I miss me with that. I care about the people getting hit by these people. That's who I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I care about people like my Uncle Anthony, who was killed by a drunk driver, or my Aunt Pat, who had her complete brain changed by a drunk driver.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the empathy there? Worrying about how drunk drivers feel. You miss me with that. Get it taken care of. Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have this. Again, going back to what you said, Melissa, this is a privilege. This is not a birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe out there. Look out for each other and enjoy your rock concerts. Enjoy your concerts in your car, everybody. I saw somebody the other day. I pull up to the stop sign. They're singing their tail off. They notice I noticed them and they immediately stopped.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Keep going. I gave them the horns. I'm like, yeah, keep rocking. I was like, yeah, keep rocking. I go, go, go. I don't know. If anything,
it's your own karaoke booth.
Turn it up. I'll sing with you. You need an air guitar? I am a great air guitarist. I do not like to brag about these things, but if I've got my axe with me and I've got my amp, I can wail on an air guitar like nobody's business. So,
well, that's good.
Taking a commercial break. We'll come back with That Ain't Right story, good stories of the day, and plenty more on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Thank you, Miss Jackson. Appreciate it. Melissa and James here with you to take it to the top of the hour with some local good stories of the day. We got some fun stuff to get to, but we got to touch on a That Ain't Right story first. And it's a feature one. Life is not Mario Kart, everybody. Have you noticed the theme this hour where we're talking a lot of driving and everything? All right. We all, I think most of us love the game Mario Kart. It's a lot of fun. But the banana peel thing, not cool in real life.
No, it's not.
A lot of people drop trash on the ground because they don't care if it's littering or not. But some people actually think certain things are not littering. And this is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And banana peels is one of the bigger things. A poll recently asked thousands of people if they thought tossing a banana peel on the ground was littering. And about half, 49%, said yes, it is. So that means 51%
think it isn't.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, you always got that gray area of people, but I digress. that ain't right. That's littering. That's littering. That is literal littering right there. 36% said it depends. For example, they said dropping a banana peel in the forest is not littering, but dropping it in the street is. 14% said that it's never considered littering. Some people said in the poll, they pointed out it's perfectly acceptable in Mario Kart, but it's a video game. It's a video game. And, I mean, how many monkeys do you see driving around in the Mario Kart? Like, a little cart and everything. It's a video game. And some hardliners warned that even though a banana peel is biodegradable, you shouldn't leave organic material in a non-native environment because it could disrupt the ecosystem.
That is a good point. And I just had to look it up. Yeah, banana peels are biodegradable, but it takes them up to 2 years to actually degrade.
You just don't know while it is sitting there in the forest what animal or what thing can come across it and, you know, muck that whole thing up and mess with that whole ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Throw it away.
Throw it away or put it in your compost.
Yes. Yes. That was the other thing I was thinking
of. It can be composted.
Yeah. I don't want to make light of that. I encourage people to compost and all that, but not like that's not composting. That's just being lazy. And nobody's going to be able to slip on it in the forest. You're missing the punchline here. You're missing the opportunity of the great joke of the person slipping on the banana peel and everything. Like, it's not going to happen in the forest.
It's not.
And you're probably not going to, if it happens, it's probably going to happen to an animal. And you're probably not going to laugh at a bear if it slips on a banana peel.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, you're probably going to be running. Or if you do laugh, you're going to be running after that.
Yeah.
Time for some good stories of the day. And we want to kick things off locally like we like to do. And our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapid City Band have performances kicking off today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They are inviting you to support the band this season with their presence of the summer concert series. Join them for an evening of fun, music, and ice cream. Bring the whole family to Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids, my old stomping grounds, and check it out. They'll be at the band shell there at Robinson Park at 7:30 tonight. Get on over there and check that out. It's going to be a fun time, and we encourage you to support the Wisconsin Rapid City Band and all the great...
Here's some good music. Have some ice cream.
All the great work that they're doing over there. And they got concerts all summer long. We'll be talking more about them. Again, they'll be at Robinson Park for the majority of these. Mm-hmm. Today, 7:30, Robinson Park, Wisconsin Rapid City Band.
All right. And today is the last day of the Great Book Giveaway by the United Way of Southwood in Adams County. Today, they're at Lester Public Library in Vesper at 12:30. This is a free event. They have free books. They'll be reading to the kids. Everyone is welcome. And there's a beautiful park right next door. You can head over there, bring a picnic lunch, have some new books to read. It's a great opportunity.
Encourage you to get on over there and check that out. I did want to touch on this really quick, too, Melissa, before we get into the Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great remote coming up this Friday.
I do.
It's going to be a lot
excited.
Of fun.
I'm going to be at the Port Edwards Street Dance on Friday.
Yeah, broadcasting live from our sister station, WIRI. Mm-hmm. You'll be down there. Not only bringing awareness and some attention to this event, but jamming out yourself, I imagine, with two great bands.
Oh, yeah. Genesis Depot and Road Trip. I will be there from 5 to 7, but they are playing till midnight.
Yeah, that is going to be a great one. This is also a great opportunity for us to not only bring some attention and some funds to our Port Edwards Fire Department.
It's their 100th anniversary.
Yeah, and we appreciate them. And this is a great way to show your appreciation to this, showing up at this event, donating or investing in your community any way you can.
Yes, because all donations are going right back into our local community.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, but encourage you to bookmark that day this Friday and be down there in Port Edwards and join Melissa for the fun.
Yeah, come tell, same, say hi to me. I can't wait to get out and meet our listeners.
And before we dive into the Cranberry Blossom Festival, Melissa, I did want to remind people that the Summer Food Service Program provides nutritious meals to children during the summer, mm-hmm. and it is open again. This is for free reduced price school, when there are no free and reduced price school meals. Free meals are available to all children 18 years of age and under.
Wonderful.
Breakfasts Monday through Friday at Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be going until July 20th from 7:30 to 8:30. At the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School at 1921 27th Avenue South, it goes on until the 28th from 8 a.m. till 8:30. For lunches, you can go over to Mead Park near the Splash Pad on 14th Avenue from 11:30 to 12:30. And at Winter Park, the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center in Wisconsin Rapids, you can go there from 11:30 to 12:30.
Wonderful.
Big, big, gigantic thank you to everybody that makes that happen.
Yes.
Greatly appreciate you and all of our friends at Focus and all the great work that goes into this.
So we do have a lot of food insecure families in our county, and this helps make up the difference when they don't have the school lunches available to them.
It is finally here. The signature event for Wisconsin Rapids, the Cranberry Blossom Fest, is coming up this Thursday.
Yeah, kicks off with so many great events lining up on Thursday. Of course, the carnival starts at 4. We've got Pete Revel and Four on the Floor from 1 to 3 at the Cultural Center. They also have their Celebrate Red art exhibit going on. That's all things red.
Mm-hmm.
That was the requirement.
Yes.
You want to submit a piece of art? Well, it just needs to have red in it.
Not bad.
Was great. So that's happening on Thursday. Then they're going to end the night with Cinema Under the Stars at 6 p.m. They'll be watching Toy Story.
That's a good choice.
Classic.
Yeah.
And Friday morning kicks off with the Dairy Breakfast, Dairy Berry Breakfast at Lincoln High School Cafeteria from 6 to 10. Wide opportunity there to stop down and get breakfast. And then events all day long. Material Girls Quilt Show, the Berry Fest Raffle. Of course, the carnival again. They start at noon on Friday and go until 10 o'clock. And then there's the Downtown on Tap. There will be music out on the street, face painting until around 7:30. They're going to have food trucks and beverages, all sorts of fun. Downtown at the 6th annual live music along the Wisconsin River.
Going to be another fun event. This is just great events all next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so looking forward to every one of these. Just as a special note, happy 50th anniversary to the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them, and greatly appreciate all that they do for our communities.
And they have a great concert on Saturday night.
Yeah, they do. That is going to be a lot of fun. Richard Project 313, mm-hmm. playing the music of REO Speedwagon.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's so many great hits that you're going to be hearing. Jamming out to that. Of course, got the carnival over the next couple of days. That is a lot of fun.
And don't forget the Wheeler Chevy display from noon to 5 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. If you want to get down and see some cool Chevys.
Be listening this week for your opportunity to win passes. We have advanced sale wristband passes for the carnival.
Awesome.
We'll be giving away. These are great passes that you can use for this event, and you get yourself some carnival rides in and everything. Going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited about this whole event. We'll be talking more and more about it and building it up more and more as we get closer to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more by going to blossomfest.com. Encourage you to do that. Blossomfest.com. Join us Thursday through Sunday for this amazing city signature event.
And if you want the paper product, stop at our studio here and just ask Pam. She's got them out in our lobby. You can have a full lineup that they've even got a map there where all the locations are. And then events by the moment when they're happening.
It's going to be fun. Going into some more world good stories, a baby deer fell into a backyard pool in New York twice. But a 12-year-old boy named Anthony helped scoop it out each time. His dad was there, too, filming it, encouraging him to stay away from the baby once it was out so that the mother could come take care of it.
Yeah.
It's a really cool moment, though, to see on video. You can get the chance to check that out. I encourage you to. A man in Phoenix named Mark Woolston has been delivering packages for UPS for 50 years, dating back to June of 73.
Wow.
He's driven more than 1 million miles and hasn't had any accidents.
Ooh.
He's been a UPS driver longer than anyone in Arizona, but now he's retiring to spend time with family and to, quote, play some golf and pickleball.
Good on him.
I wonder how many people are retiring just because of how much they love pickleball. Like, you know, like I was going to work another 5 years, but man, I want to get back to that pickleball court.
Got to get back there. But you know, I hope UPS gives him a really nice award for having an entire career with no accidents. For as many miles as he's put on, that's impressive.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is a former emergency room physician, and that background has come in handy twice in the past 3 weeks. He's helped in medical emergencies on the road. Last Thursday, he helped a man who was injured after falling from the back of a pickup truck. Mm. And last month, he helped rescue a guy who was trapped in an overturned vehicle.
Oh, my.
Just happened to be at both places. That is some luck. Yeah, that is some good fortune right there.
Some civil service, man.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, another good story of the day is our co-hosts. Appreciate you, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
We'll have you and Seth with us on Thursday. We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk state cookies.
Oh, good.
So one of our opening topics we'll have in our show and everything. Alabama just had like a state cookie.
Cookies shaped like states?
No, like your official, like, yeah, every state. That's a good way to take it, though. I like what you're doing there. We'll have fun with that. It's going to be a good one. It'll be a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, tomorrow our co-host will be Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Looking forward to having Katrina join us. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind everybody that Midday Magazine premieres from 3 to 4 every day, Tuesday through Friday. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 every week for that fun opportunity for us to have some afternoon time with you. We get to hang out with you in the afternoons now.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest today, Katie Wright from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And it's Let's Talk Real Estate Time with J.R. Siewert. We'll be doing that as well.
And they got some big important news today.
Really do. Yeah, it's going to be a great one. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today for Midday Magazine. Mel, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll meet you back here tomorrow right at WFHR, locally grown radio.